Guy gets a ticket to the Super Bowl, but finds he's in the nosebleed section. He spots an empty seat on the 50-yard line, runs down and claims it. "What a view," he says to the elderly man seated next to him. "Why would anyone pass this up?" "It's my wife's," says the older man. "We've gone to every Super Bowl since we were married, but she passed away." "I'm so sorry, but couldn't you find a friend to come with you?" The older man shakes his head. "They're all at the funeral." I did research, and it turns out I'm super Irish. Even my blood type is O apostrophe. To the guy who stole my antidepressants, I hope you're happy now. The village blacksmith finally found an apprentice willing to work long, hard hours. The blacksmith instructed the boy, "When I take the shoe out of the fire, I'll lay it on the anvil, and when I nod my head, you hit it with this hammer." The apprentice did just as he was told. Now he's the village blacksmith. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers were dining in New York. Ginger was a resplendent in a ball gown and pearls, and Fred also sported evening wear. But the meal was marred when the waiter, bringing their desserts, tripped and covered Fred from head to toe in treacle sponge. "I'm terribly sorry," said the waiter. "So you should be," replied Fred. "Thanks to you, I'm putting on my top hat, putting on my white tie, putting on my tails." I went to the doctor and he said, "You've got hypochondria." I said, "Not that as well?"